Hundreds of people who stayed in North Carolina despite the so-called mandatory evacuation notice have been rescued so far this morning from Hurricane Florence. Curtis Biasi is in North Carolina, and we've talked with him in Ocean Isle Beach every morning, well, for the last three mornings. Hey, Curtis, how you doing?
Right now, high and dry at the moment, but that could change at any moment.
Now, we're being told that the eye of the storm came ashore. Is that true where you are?
We have seen it, of course. Wilmington is where the eye came ashore about an hour ago, and I'm about 45 miles to the west of Wilmington, so we are getting some of those inner bands right now. The eye wall hasn't progressed that far to the west yet, so we're still expecting the weather here to pick up as the day goes on.
It sounds like there are some people who are already getting a ton of water in their homes and are in their attics now and need to be rescued.
Well, from what I've heard, reports out of New Bern this morning were that folks along the Pamlico River up there in New Bern to our north, about 120, 150 miles to our north, there were some rescue operations overnight. That just goes to show the strength of these storms, because New Bern sits well inland, well off the ocean directly, but it's right on a river that leads out to the Albemarle Sound and Pamlico Sound, and those both are experiencing significant storm surge this morning.
Are the emergency response agencies holding firm and in place and doing a lot of work?
They are. We did receive word that several attempted breaking and enterings occurred last night, and our sheriff's department wanted to reassure everyone that those individuals were arrested and that the sheriff's department was on site and still working throughout the day today to maintain the safety of the people and the property here in southeastern North Carolina.
Now, this storm has slowed down significantly, so this could be a much longer event than originally planned.
Well, it you're exactly right, Amy, and what we're looking at is at least a 24-hour event for us, maybe into 36 hours. A lot of the forecasting says that we probably won't see any clear-up until sometime on Saturday, maybe even into Sunday, so we're in it for the long haul. The thing that's unique about this part of North Carolina is that this coast runs east to west. It's not the typical north to south that some might think it is, and so this storm tracking from east to west is going to run the length of the coast here and continue to pull water out of the Atlantic and dump it right here along the coast.
How about infrastructure, buildings, businesses, and community locations? Are they being hit hard?
We've seen some reports of some infrastructure being damaged. A lot of canopies and stuff like that on gas stations have come down overnight. We'll get more information as the sun comes up. We're just getting a first look around throughout the area here. And we'll see more as the day progresses. But as far as the critical infrastructure, as you can tell, I'm on the phone with you. So we still have phone service. We still have electricity where I'm at, although we've got about 20,000 customers without power here in the county that I live in, and we're going to see more and more probably throughout the day as this storm progresses.
All right, Curtis, thanks so much. Stay safe. Curtis Biasi in North Carolina this morning.